For life. Unique New York? T-Babes.
What?
Yep.
Hello.
Miss Lady.
Smash.
T-Baby, you could introduce the show.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ T-Baby with...
DJ P-Yub.
And you are listening to another great episode of What Are You Talking About? Only available on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, that was great introduction. I love it.
Thanks. A lot of passion in my voice, I think.
Yeah, a lot, and no sarcasm at all.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here right now.
And we're talking like this.
And I'm talking like that.
And I look like me.
Me?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what are you talking about? Back in the building. Good show we had with DJ B.
DJ B, great.
Yeah,
host.
Great, man. If you want to tune into him, tune into the Sports Report every Tuesday from 6 to 7. But if you want to listen to us, yep. 7 to 8, Tuesday, what are you talking about?
It's quite a lineup. DJ B, then us, then the tailgate. It's like a triple-headed monster.
It is a triple-headed monster. He said it. Warriors, triple-headed monster. Bob Myers, man.
Yeah, not sure the audience is going to know what they're talking about if they didn't listen to what we're talking about before. So let's just, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Mike Vick. We got a Game of the Week segment, what has happened today. We got a little Lil Wayne tribute. We got a John Jones with Rampage Jackson,
uh-huh.
A My Man segment, a
yes.
Let's Go Bro, and T-Baby. What were we talking about before DJ B left?
Before DJ B left, we were talking about the Warriors. We were talking about the Niners. Talking about what to do with Monte Ellis. Talking about the Niners defense, Harbaugh. We were talking about everything. Everything that is Bay Area sports, except for the Raiders, because I don't like talking about the Raiders.
Yeah, and we don't, because our game, we're just going to go straight to the game of the week,
yes,
T.
Yes, game of the week.
What was your game of the week,
well,
T?
Well, I'm going to flip the script on you. What was your game of the week, P?
Okay, I'm going to go Buffalo against New England. Buffalo snapping a 15-game losing streak against New England and coming back from a 20-point deficit, beating the Pats 34-31.
That is a good game. Really a great game you picked there.
Yeah.
You know which game I'm going to pick, which I picked for the game of the week.
What was it?
I picked the Saints and the Texans.
That's a great game.
Well, early looked like the Texans maybe were going to pull away.
Maybe.
Drew Brees and the Saints come storming back with a vengeance, and they get the victory. And now they're 2-1. Texans fall to 2-1. Great game, great intensity. Love watching Drew Brees throw a football.
And also another good game. I know we don't like the Raiders, but you're talking about Darren McFadden smoking the Oakland Raiders.
Good rhymes there.
Yeah.
McFadden, top 5 running back in the NFL.
Maybe top 2.
Maybe, but
seriously.
Doesn't have the numbers to back it up.
No.
But we all know he's an incredible athlete on the field.
Yeah, I hate the Raiders, but McFadden, great.
Yeah, great. And Hugh Jackson looking good so far as a coach.
Very good. And maybe even better than Tom Cable.
Too early to say, though.
Very early.
Cable's 8-8, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay, T, I'll tell you why the Buffalo-New England game of the week. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Remember, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fred Jackson, Stevie Johnson.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Remember that segment they had on ESPN?
Yeah, that was funny. I did think it was a little premature, though. They were only 2-0 at that point.
Yeah.
It's a little early. Get to, like, 6 wins, and then we'll see. But, yeah, it was a cool segment.
Hi, my name is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I lead the league in passing yards.
Oh, just because he's from Harvard?
Nice to meet you.
Just because he's from Harvard, he's got to talk like a dork?
No, he talks like that.
Does he?
Hey, man, my name's Stevie Johnson. I got 12 catches on the year. 2 TDs.
It's funny because
the
stats they were like throwing out there weren't all that impressive. Like for 2 weeks they were, but it's like when you see here 12 catches, you're not like, oh, this guy's a great receiver.
12 catches for 2 TDs? No,
yeah.
It's not.
I mean,
great
after
at
two
all.
Games, it's great, but it's,
yeah.
It throws the fans off, I think, a little. But congrats to the Bills, 3-0. Who
very
got that?
Yeah,
beating the Pats.
The Pats beating them at home.
They haven't beat the Pats in years.
15 years, T.
15? Was it that long?
No, 15 games.
15 games. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, T, I mean, we got to tell the audience what's up, what people want to know. Michael Vick, is he playing against the 49ers?
Yeah, people are very curious about the Eagles because they have a lot of superstars, a lot of hot commodities they landed this season, but they're struggling. They're only 1-2 right now.
They are, but before we get to Michael Vick and the 49ers, we're going to turn this to a serious talk. That's why I put No One by Alicia Keys on the background.
Love Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
One of the best female vocalists of not only our generation, but all time. I said it. You heard it here first, and what are you talking about? Alicia Keys, one of the best to do it.
And also, while we're on the subject of females, I want to go to a shout-out to a girl who has her birthday on Thursday. We might not be on... We're not going to be on there on Thursday, but... Yo, Kayla Wakita on the soccer team. Happy birthday, bruh.
Happy birthday. Not sure who that is, but happy birthday.
I mean, I don't even know her first name, but yeah, happy birthday.
I think you just named it, but...
What's her first name?
Didn't remember, but happy birthday.
Yeah, Kayla.
There's a few birthdays today. Today is a popular B-Day. I was looking on Facebook. There's like 7. A lot of B-Days.
Yeah. A lot of B-Dave. He works for the gym.
And B-Dave, he's a great man.
Great man.
But let's get back on topic. Let's get talking to foosball.
Hey, Kayla, happy birthday. What are... This foosball talk here. And this is actually a question from Kayla. And she's asking, what are both your positions on Michael Vick's role as a role model?
Okay, that's a very good question.
Very good question, Kayla. Happy birthday.
Okay, why don't you stop saying happy birthday? I'm going to cut you off.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to mute your mic.
Hey, remember that from the other guys? I'll see you, Sheila. Bye, Sheila.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, great actor. But that, no, he's not a terrible actor. But back to Vic.
Yeah.
Vic is a role model. Non-existent. Michael Vick is not a role model. And ladies and gentlemen, to provide some context here, me and Piab ceaselessly debate Michael Vick. He has a firm stance. I have a firm stance. I don't like Vick as a role model. I don't want a convicted criminal to be a role model to my children. Not that I have any, but to all the children, all the football fans out there, Michael Vick is not a role model. He's a bad man. Very bad.
Michael Vick, I mean, he turned his life around, T. T, let me finish here, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, Kayla, you made a great question here. Michael Vick probably turned his life around to the best of his abilities. Served his time in prison. A lot of people do that, but also turning it around, being the poster boy of animal cruelty.
Okay, so I have so many things to dispute from that. Michael Vick seeking redemption. Where's all the respect? Where's all the respect for the athletes who are never, or the individuals who are never convicted criminals, who don't... They don't have to turn their life around because they're law-abiding citizens and they're good people and they never commit vicious acts of indecency. Where's the respect for those individuals? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's no respect for them right now because they're boring, T.
Boring?
Everyone wants to know. They want to know America's true story. They want to know, you could turn your life around in a second if you put your mind to it. That's what America wants
to do. Okay, but it's one thing if it's like Josh Hamilton's story. Being involved in drug addiction, overcoming that.
Great
I'm totally story. Down with that story. That's a great story. Because he acknowledged that he was in a dark place. He turned around his life. And now he's one of the best hitters in the American League. Michael Vick's situation is different. Because Michael Vick, you should know, was actually killing dogs. He was electrocuting the dogs. He was putting the dogs down himself. And he was the kingpin of this whole organization supporting dog fighting. So I have no respect for Michael Vick.
Okay, but Michael Vick, like you said, Josh Hamilton admitted to his faults. Michael Vick did that.
But the faults are different, P.
Listen, T.
Michael Vick killed animals.
But Michael Vick is not dead, T, baby.
Okay, so what?
It means that he served his life in prison.
Okay, that's a distinction, though. First of all, he didn't serve his life in prison because he's currently in the NFL. But that's a distinction to make. Michael Vick served his time, so he does deserve to be in the NFL because he served his time. My biggest issue is, and my problem is, that everybody is sucking at his teat now. He's the poster child for all these pro animal rights organizations, and he was almost on the cover of the Madden. Barack Obama sent him a letter congratulating him on NFL Comeback Player of the Year. He was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. I have so many issues with those facts.
Well, I'll tell you why he was a Comeback Player of the Year, T-Baby. He was a backup quarterback for Kevin Kopp, who wasn't good. Everyone thought Michael Vick was finished when he threw a pass for the first time, having a good 300-yard game, 400-yard game on Monday Night Football. That turned everyone's life around, because if people like Michael Vick, gang members, if they could turn their life around, such
Michael Vick wasn't a gang member.
But I'm telling you, people who were gang members, Tookie Williams was in jail, converted to Islam, and then found his life. Michael Vick did that when he served his time in prison.
There's certain acts, in my opinion, that are not redeemable.
It was redeemable.
Murder, rape,
molestation.
Molestation, vicious acts towards animals, killing of animals. Acts such as the previous acts I mentioned. Unforgivable, not redeemable. No salvation can be found.
I'll tell you what.
And here, let me finish. I believe in second chances. I support second chances. To be honest with you, I'm glad Michael Vick is on the football field again. But at the same time, he still doesn't have my respect, and I'm not going to praise him for turning his life around. My praise goes to those who are already upstanding citizens and treat animals well, treat people well, who are just good people. That's where my respect goes.
All right, here's the next question. It's from Wakita, and she wants to know, what are both your opinions on Michael Vick as a quarterback?
Oh, jeez. Do you want to tackle that first or me?
I could go first.
Okay, I'll tackle it first.
Okay.
Michael Vick is an average quarterback. He had one brilliant season, which was last season, and a few okay seasons in Atlanta. I remember early on in his career, he beat Brett Favre at Lambeau Field, which was a significant accomplishment. But what's it? His ratings in like the 70s, low 80s. Michael Vick's not a good quarterback. He's reckless. He's wildly inaccurate. I don't like Michael Vick as a quarterback. I don't want him on my team, not even now.
I'll tell you what, Michael Vick is great. He's a great quarterback.
Great?
Yes, he's a great quarterback. Look, stats may not be good, but he gets the job done and he wins games.
Does he?
He does. He always had a winning season in his career. 9 wins. The worst time he was when he was a rookie.
Is that the mark, though? Because then by that, Mark Sanchez is a great quarterback, and I think Mark Sanchez is terrible.
If you could get the job done and win, T, you're a great quarterback.
But what if you're not the one doing the job?
Look, Phil Simms was a terrible quarterback, got the job done, won a Super Bowl. Mike Vick could be the next Phil
Simms. Phil Simms is highly renowned in the Giants organization. He was not terrible in the least bit.
Yeah, but we weren't around during this time. If people
that
say,
doesn't change the fact that he was good, at least good, at least
people,
very good.
If people look at Vic and say, oh, this guy won so many games, this guy's great, he's fabulous, and a mobile quarterback at the throw for 400 yards.
Okay, he's
incredible.
I'll give you on Madden video games, he's the most elite player because of his speed. But Michael Vick is not an elite quarterback. He's not even a top 15, 16 quarterback. He's in the bottom half of the NFL.
I'll tell you what, he's a top 15 quarterback in the league, top 15.
I don't even think he's
And
that.
I'll tell you why. I mean, this guy gets the job done, he wins. But what scares me of Vic, why he cannot pass the hump on top 10, is because he doesn't get the job done in the playoffs. He doesn't get playoff victories. Lost against the Giants. I mean,
this okay. And here's why he's not top 15 or whatever. Because not
that?
Only does he not get the playoff victories, he's also an extraordinarily inefficient passer. And he's a reckless runner. He puts himself and his team in jeopardy every time he runs across the middle of the field. Yeah, is he exciting? Are his top 10 plays impressive? Yes. But is he a good quarterback? No.
But I'll tell you why he's a great quarterback. Mental toughness. Look at Alex Smith. He's not mentally
mental
tough.
Mental toughness on Vic. He was acting like a diva after the game, complaining about the officials.
Okay, but is he right? Yes, he's right. He doesn't get the 15-yard
penalty. He is not right at all.
Why is that?
Not all quarterbacks get that call. Elite quarterbacks get that call. Is Michael Vick an elite quarterback?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. That's why he doesn't get that call. That's why he belongs on his backside. And the hits weren't even vicious. Half the time, he's getting hit by his linemen. His concussion... can't speak. His concussion was at the result of his linemen. His broken hand is whatever it is. Fractured hand, sprained hand, whatever the media is saying it was at the hands of a freak little hit by a Giants player. I don't buy it.
And this is the thing I don't buy. His hand is broken. I'll tell you that. It's
broken. I've heard mixed things. Some people initially said broken. Now I've heard sprained. I don't know.
No, you guys must be idiots.
His pride's broken. Well, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
His level of humanity's been broken. I'll tell you that.
All right, here's the next question, T. It's from Kayla Wakita. So,
jeez.
And she's
what
she
does
wants
she want?
To know, I don't know, but she wants to know, should people such as Michael Vick, Ben Roethlisberger, and Plaxico Burress be able to play in professional sports again?
Okay, before we move forward, I'm going to subtract Ben Roethlisberger from this argument because he was not convicted of a crime. Michael Vick and Plaxico Burress were convicted of crimes. How do you feel about that?
No. Ben Roethlisberger should be convicted of a crime.
How?
This was twice.
Twice?
And he got caught.
If it looks like a duck, if it smells like a duck, not always a duck. Likely a duck, but not always. Michael Vick was not convicted of a crime. So
Michael
I
Vick
do not think...
Michael Vick wasn't convicted
I'm
of a crime?
Vick. Ben Roethlisberger.
Getting the sevens
okay,
mixed up, T.
Okay, you got me. But Ben Roethlisberger not convicted of a crime. Michael Vick convicted... Okay, cherish that victory because that's the only one you're going to get. Michael Vick convicted of a heinous crime. Plaxico Burress convicted of an absurd crime. He shot himself in public. In most counties, you wouldn't even be convicted of that crime. He happened to be in an area in which he was convicted. But Roethlisberger, we cannot categorize him with those two other players.
Okay, fine. Let's subtract Roethlisberger. And let's tune in Aqib Talib.
Okay, yeah. Aqib Talib belongs in there.
Cornerback for the Bucks.
Yeah.
These guys should not be able to play in professional sports again. I'll tell you why.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You cannot just bring a weapon. You cannot just hold a weapon illegally and expect to play in professional sports again. Kids look up to you
okay,
guys.
Okay, but what about...
I may think Vic is great, but he doesn't deserve to play in the NFL again.
What about serving your time, though? He served his time.
You can serve your
and
time.
And he's seeking employment. He just happens to be a highly skilled athlete, so his employment is found in the NFL.
Okay, you can spend your time in prison, But you have to realize you are a role model for kids, teenagers that look up to you. Oh, it's cool. I could bring a gun to school, okay, kill two people, spill, get my time, and then I'll be
all
fine.
All I'm doing, though, is trying to tackle a little loophole I think you offered me.
What's the loophole?
You said Mike Vick should not be allowed to play again.
Yes.
In the NFL. But it's just his form of employment. So you're saying he shouldn't be able to be employed again?
No, no. He could be employed, but not for the NFL where kids can look up to you and teenagers look up to you. That's just ridiculous.
Ordinary citizens can be role models as well. They can be instrumental in the community.
You can, but I'm telling you, you have to turn your life away the right way.
Okay.
The right way.
I'll give you that, but it does.
And you said Michael Vick didn't turn his life around the right way?
He didn't, but even though I hate Michael Vick, he served his time.
Okay.
So did Burris, and Roethlisberger didn't have any time.
Even though I think they're great, I don't think they turned their life around to prove it yet. Michael Vick, maybe the closest thing because he's now the poster boy for animal cruelty. Maybe he does get a chance to play, but the other guys, I don't think so. Aqib Talib was shooting at his sister's boyfriend.
I think he was
Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg.
In defense of his sister for Talib, I think. I think it was in defense of his sister.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
And he was. He did.
No.
I believe he received some sort of fine.
No, he deserves to be expelled from the league. Shooting at someone and expecting to play during a lockout.
He
deserves to get out of the league for good.
He should have been suspended for at least a season, maybe even expelled from the league. But then, what about what you were saying earlier about second chances and redemption? What about that, P?
Yes, there's second chances and redemption, but you don't play in the NFL again. You could be a spokesperson. That's what I mean by redemption. Redeem yourself by providing good for the community. Not by playing football and saying, oh, I'm okay. I did my time. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to play in the league again. Hey, look, I got another gun, kids. Bam, bam, bam.
That's not accurate. To me, it sounds extremely contradictory to what you were saying earlier when you were saying gang members and criminals always have the potential to turn their lives around. And that's all these athletes are trying to do. They're trying to turn their lives around. So I find a loophole in that argument.
Listen, there's no loophole in my argument. Right, you're wrong.
You're see-through right now.
I'm not see-through.
I'll give you this.
Give it to me, T.
In America, we love a juicy story, and Michael Vick is nothing but a juicy story. I will give you that. But at the same time, I just hate how people are eating from the palm of his hand now. I just wish people would give him a cold shoulder. I wish he wasn't the poster boy of the media now. I wish people didn't love Michael Vick now, because he has his haters for sure, but there's a lot of people who love him who didn't even like him before.
All right, before we hit the commercial break, you got 30 seconds on the clock, T. Why Michael Vick is a bad person in general?
For all the reasons I've said over the last like 10 minutes. He committed heinous crimes against animals. He's a terrible role model. He's not even an efficient quarterback on the field. And he complains about officials. He sells out his teammates. I don't like Michael Vick. Get him out of here. You're done. I just roasted Michael Vick. Boom, roasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard my boy DJ T-Baby roast on Michael Vick. You are listening to DU's Hit Music Station and the show What Are You Talking About with
DJ T-Baby
and P-Yob. Catch us. We got a little break. Listen to Wiz Khalifa.
Slick as no. Taylor gang, sunshine and snow. Them floor running they best clothes. And I probably felt your big and cheap. Real ish.
We never know the way we
Taylor
go,
gang
go.
Or die.
We supposed to go, go. We supposed to go, go. We never know the
And that's till the end, nigga.
Go, go. We supposed to go, go. I always keep
for life.
I keep one.
This flash ish
one.
What we live by. Get used to it.
In the cut, in the cut, rolling doobies up. In the cut, rolling doobies up. In the cut, rolling doobies up. In the cut, rolling doobies up.
Wake up, bake up, gotta get my cake up.
In the cut, rolling doobies up.
Choked out, low out, blowing hella squawks out.
In the cut, rolling doobies up.
Rolling all
this view that I'm holding. Thinking she hot before she even get the chance. Cause I'm skin blowing. Oh, she know my trees potent. Man at home, you living for the moment. Come to game, don't run it, I own it. Cushion orange juice be the components. Gun to my crib, see money so big you can't fold it. So I live, she poured her a little gin, then rolled her another dude before she was finished. Man, freaky Sheena got super loose.
We down below, low. Oh, where we go, go? We supposed to go, go? We supposed to go, go? We never low, low. Oh, where we go, go? We supposed to go, go? I always keep one row. I keep one row. Full of saw from me. It's so funny. On a paper chase in case that money run from me. In the cup, rolling up. Keep them easy while the stuff. While them little sucking stills. They bumps and hell ups downs. What? I just made us another plane and poured out some champagne. As soon as we finished it, she was screaming out Taylor Gang.
We down below, low. Oh, man. Where we go, go? We supposed to go, go?
Yeah.
We supposed to go, go? Low, low.
And that's
oh,
it.
We go, go? We supposed to go,
oh, yeah,
go?
Right now.
Always keep one row.
Yeah.
I keep
that's cool.
One row. I keep one row. I keep one row.
You don't smoke blunts, kid.
In the cut, rolling doobies out. In the cut, rolling doobies out. In the cut, rolling doobies out. In the cut, rolling doobies out.
Wake up, bake up, gotta get my cake up. In the cut, rolling doobies out. Choked out, loped out, blowing hella bump scout. In the cut, rolling doobies out.
I want. You're all I needed. And I won't forget the way you love me. All that I wanted, all that I needed now.
Break it down, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to DU's Hit Music Station. That was T-Baby singing.
Yes.
And I'm P-Yob saying that you're listening to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you're enjoying the show so far, because guess what? What has happened today on September 27th, 1982, American rapper Dwayne Carter was born. Dwayne Carter, known as Lil Wayne, made a name for himself as the youngest rapper signed with Cash Money Records at the age of 9. In 1997, Dwayne Carter signed with the Hot Boys, with rappers Juvenile, BG, and Turk. They had a hit song called Back That Ass Up. What made Lil Wayne very successful was his album, The Carter 3. It sold over 1 million copies and hit number one on the Billboard top charts with hit songs Lollipop and Got Money. So, T-Baby, which brings me to Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. They got beef, bruh. They got beef.
They got some serious beef, those two.
You got a little sports coverage you want to share with us, buddy?
No, I got nothing. Not right now.
All right,
just researching.
Yeah, I mean, researching for the good, for next show.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I mean, they got beef, T. Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. I hate Lil Wayne. I love Jay-Z. But I got to tell you, this beef is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, it is ridiculous. But I think it's all hype. I honestly wouldn't even be surprised if the two were both in on it, and it's just to increase their image. Not that either of them need it. They're two of the most successful rappers in the history of the game economically, but I think it's all just hype, honestly. And lyrically, Jay-Z smashes Lil Wayne. Pause. Yes. But Jay-Z is far superior to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, I don't like Lil Wayne. He's cool sometimes, but like sometimes he's just random and weird. And Jay-Z is far more consistent. And look at the man's body of work. Jay-Z has been relevant for like 20 years, you know? So he trumps Lil Wayne.
Also, Lil Wayne has been for 20 years. That's
true. He's been in the game since he was like 3 years old.
And I'm telling you what, he didn't make up the word bling bling. No, that wasn't him. I'll say he made up Drop It Like It's Hot, not Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I mean, I've also heard a backlash a lot of times of Lil Wayne like just lying in his songs. Like people from his neighborhood say he's not even from there. So I don't know. I think
New Orleans?
Yeah, I think his ghetto pass might have been revoked, but Jay-Z seems pretty gangsta. So
yeah.
I'm more with Jay-Z on that beef.
But here, let me tell you what started the beef, ladies and gentlemen. Jay-Z first dissed Lil Wayne's adopted father, Birdman, on a song, Ham, by saying, it's good, by saying, I'm like really half a Billy, player. Really, you got baby money? Keep it real with players. Players ain't got my lady money. Jay-Z rapped on Watch the Throne, and Lil Wayne said this, coming back. Talking about my baby money, I got your baby money. Kidnap your girl, get that how much you love your lady money. I know you a fake player, press your Blake, player. I'll take you out, and that's a date, player. So
damn, is that a freestyle, PM?
I mean, no, that was just a little.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, and also I think that Lil Wayne was actually pretty clever on that diss.
I like his lyrics.
But the thing is, I'm not sure if winning a diss battle means much, because sometimes I've found in like feuds with battle or with rappers, one rapper doesn't even respond to the other guy sometimes because they just don't care. They don't deem the other rapper worthy of their response. So like Lil Wayne might have won the little feud, but overall Jay-Z's the guy. So
all right, T-Baby, you're a rapper yourself. I just want to know who won that diss. Just lyrically,
yes. As I previously mentioned, Lil Wayne lyrically, because he was clever. Lil Wayne's clever sometimes. Like if people say Lil Wayne's a favorite rapper, I'll judge them forever by it, because I think he's not that good. But sometimes I will admit he can be clever. But Jay-Z's just far more consistent. But Lil Wayne won that little beef. I'll give him that.
All right, lyrically, like you said, Jay-Z owns Lil Wayne. I just want to know why. Why? Because there's a lot of people that are on the bandwagon right now with Lil Wayne. You're the rapper. I want to know why you think Jay-Z's a lot lyrical than Jay-Z. A lot more.
Okay.
Jay-Z a lot more lyrical than Wayne.
I kind of alluded to this earlier. If you can manage to be relevant and in the scene for as long as Jay-Z has, you must be doing something right. Granted, there's rappers, there's musicians who aren't that good and they stay in the scene for years. But Jay-Z, I feel like sometimes when Jay-Z's on a track, he's like, he's telling me something. He's like teaching me something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's sometimes Jay-Z when he raps, he's like explaining like the nature of the game, or he's always on some tip, like he's how these youngins don't know how to do it and he's gonna school them. So I kind of like that vibe that Jay-Z approaches. Sometimes Lil Wayne, I feel like he just smoked up, went in the studio and started spitting some random stuff, you know? No, so that's why I like Jay-Z more.
See, this is the thing that you can just say about both of them. If you just put both of them on just on track, let's say Jay-Z makes a track and Lil Wayne makes a track on just a single, they could just make $1 million just on their name.
True.
But what bothers me is when people say, oh, Lil Wayne's my favorite rapper, man. No, honestly, Lil Wayne's terrible.
He is.
Lyrically terrible.
Garbage.
Metaphors okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes even great.
Yeah.
But sometimes awful. Great.
Also saying, oh, I could kiss my daddy. What was I saying? When I kiss my daddy. And when I do this, then I'll kiss my daddy.
Yeah.
Worst song I heard in a lifetime. Jay-Z never gets old. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, Jay-Z's very original.
Very.
And his style is his own. Like, he invented his own style.
But T-Baby, is Jay-Z probably the best in the game?
Well, you're talking to an underground rap fan, a diehard underground rap fan.
But you're also
I mess with mainstream. Yeah. I mess with mainstream a lot. I like Jay-Z. I like Ludacris. I like Nas. I like Tech N9ne. I like the game. But a lot of the guys I like are they're like the gritty mainstream. Because there's the mainstream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the gritty mainstream. Like, the game is mainstream, but like, whew, the game is he's a fierce individual. Like, also, you do not want to cross that man.
I'll even put him like an underground mainstream type artist.
Yeah, like the hunger in his raps is like underground style. But then you got guys like Ludacris, totally mainstream, but he's lyrical on tracks. And Ludacris is pretty dope, and he's a good actor. Like, I dig Ludacris's vibe. But Jay-Z is he's been on the scene for so long, and he still manages to put out albums year after year.
But I'll tell you who's going to take Jay-Z's throne. That's Drake.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the throne, though, P? Like, it's a fictional throne.
No, Drake a lot better than Jay-Z now.
Okay, I don't like Drake. I like Drake as a singer, as a vocalist, not as a rapper, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't like Drake. When he was first out, he was kind of cool with the multi-syllable rhymes and his
great,
flow.
Great, great.
Played out at this point.
No, because he came out with Marvin's Room and he's singing. Jay-Z can't sing.
Okay.
Drake could play both ways. This guy could sing. He's a lot better than Lil Wayne. I don't care what anyone says.
That's not really vital to the nature of the rapper, though, is if they can sing or not.
But it also shows you can sing and rap in a track.
Okay, that's important. That's a good point. That's cool. But if you can't sing, that's not necessarily a negative. It's just a nothing.
Can I sing, T?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a great singer. You know that.
Thanks. But I'm telling you this, T. Drake, a very good, very good artist.
No.
Multi-syllable.
No. No. Drake's feeding off the mainstream, and I'm gonna sound like a preacher. People wanna say, "Why are you hating on Drake?" I'm not hating on Drake. Like, he did the song for Haiti when he sung on it.
Yeah.
What's it called?
No, it's just called A Song for Haiti.
Yeah. Okay. That song.
White flag. Waving
flag.
Waving flag.
That was cool when he sang and rapped on it. But overwhelmingly, Drake's not that good. And even Jay-Z can be weak sometimes. But overwhelmingly, he's pretty consistent and solid. But I think there's underground guys who would smash Jay-Z lyrically. So,
ladies and gentlemen, you were listening to What Are You Talking About with P-Yob and T-Baby. A little heated debate here between Jay-Z and Lil Wayne. But guys, Can Lil Wayne survive in the underground rap world?
No, your opinion? That's not even a question, because he's never going to infiltrate the world. He's a mainstream guy. He's got a mainstream sound. He's not going to tap into the underground. The underground fan base despises Lil Wayne.
Like who?
Talk to okay, me. I have an underground rap fan.
Yeah, and
I like
Immortal
Technique,
underground rap
Jedi Mind Tricks. Exactly. So why would I just don't support artists like Lil Wayne? But to be honest with you, sometimes if my iPod's on shuffle, I listen to Lil Wayne's song, I'm not necessarily going to skip it, because sometimes I'll mess with his music. But for the most part, he's not that good, and I'm never going to say he's a top-tier rapper.
And a very, very lyrical rapper. If you guys are into lyrical rap at all, underground Talib Kweli, very lyrical.
Yeah.
Cardinal Official, and one of T-Baby's favorites, Vinny Paz.
Vinny Paz, very angry, but very lyrical. I just like when guys tell you something, when they say something. Like the few guys you just mentioned, they kind of tell you something. You learn something. Cannabis, guys like that, underground gritty guys.
Now, T-Baby, we came to the point of the show where you have a man.
I do have a man.
Who's your man?
Pause.
T?
But I have a man. This is the segment we've been doing. It's my man. If you've been listening before, my man in the previous weeks was Tom Hardy, Tom Brady, Mariano Rivera. This week, my man.
Who's your man?
Ryan Gosling, and I'll tell you why.
Gosling!
I will tell you why.
Go ahead.
Ryan Gosling, one of the more underrated actors out there right now. He was in Crazy Stupid Love. He was very funny. Many girls have told me he's a heartthrob. But the main reason I am riding Ryan Gosling right now, that's pause again.
Very is big pause.
Big pause.
Please.
Is because of the movie Drive he was in. It's with Bryan Cranston, Albert Brooks, Christina Hendricks. It's a dope movie. I'll tell you why. It's because it's extremely original. It's very stylish. It's completely original. It's not like normal Hollywood cinema. Also, he's in another movie, a political movie coming out with George Clooney. So Ryan Gosling is up and coming. And he's been in the acting game for a long time. But with this role in Drive, when he plays this kind of like dark, mysterious, even at times violent individual, he just dominated the role, and he's going to get some better roles as a result of it. So for these reasons, Ryan Gosling, you are my man this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was T-Baby's My Man. You are listening to What Are You Talking About on DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. That's right. We'll take another quick commercial break. We'll be back with a little UFC. But as what people really like to know, One Republic is the best, so listen to them.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear.
That was a very big pause.
Very big pause.
You are listening to What Are You Talking About?
on radio.dominican.edu
with P. Yob
and T. Baby.
DU's hit music station.
For many years.
Oh, yeah, for many years, but I think maybe this year.
Maybe this year is the peak of it.
No, it's going to be the peak when we're going to start playing my music. My music is my man.
And you are the music director. Congratulations on being appointed.
My name is my name.
Good reference. Yeah,
very good. Reference. Your favorite show, T.
Yeah. Let's tell listeners what they're going to be listening to.
You're going to be listening to What Are You Talking About every Tuesday from 7 to 8, but right after us, you got the tailgate.
That's right, 8 to 10.
8 to 10.
Two great DJs.
Baylen Hornstein.
Yeah, but let's get back to what we're talking about on this particular show. You feel me?
Bones Jones, Rampage Jackson.
Yes. They fought.
They fought last Saturday. Yes, they did. Yeah. I'll give you the tail of the tape to you. Sorry, yeah. I just had a brain fart for some reason.
Give it to me. Nice and rough.
The tail of the tape. Light heavyweight championship on the line. Light heavyweight champion John Jones. 19-1. Only loss was by disqualification. Then Quinton Rampage Jackson. 32-8. Former three-time light heavyweight champion of the world in Pride and UFC. So, T-Baby, we're going to ask you this. Who was your favorite before the fight happened?
Okay, I've always liked Bones Jones as a fighter, but not because I'm on the bandwagon. I've just always respected him because he's incredibly skilled. With that being said, Rampage Jackson is my favorite Ultimate Fighter. I've had a poster of him striking Chuck Liddell in the face for many years. You remember it, my freshman dorm room. I love Rampage Jackson, even though, I mean, he's got 9 losses now. I think he needs to start considering retirement. He's fought in over 40 fights, but I like Rampage a lot more, but I knew Bones Jones was going to destroy him because he's such a superior fighter. What are your thoughts?
I mean, honestly, I could see John Jones winning it throughout the entire, even before, while the fight was named. Yeah. John Jones was supposed to fight Rashad Evans, but he got injured.
Yeah, and Evans is a much more formidable foe. He could give Bones Jones a run for his money.
He can. But also, I do not see John Jones losing at all.
No, I see him definitely beating anyone he fights, but with other fighters such as Evans, it might be closer than that of Rampage.
All right, T-Baby, as you know, John Jones, a very good wrestler in high school, in a wrestler's perspective. You were a wrestler in high school as well.
Yes.
What do you see as John Jones wrestling?
Okay, well, the biggest thing, I don't know if it exactly even ties into wrestling. It does, but it ties into other things as well. John Bones Jones, his reach is incredible. And when you're shooting, when you're sprawling, whatever you're doing, when you have that arm length, it gives you such an advantage. And Rampage Jackson really tried to get in shape for this fight, and he was in better shape than he's been in years. But nothing you can do can compensate for the reach of Jones. And that reach, he'll always have that reach on any of his opponents. That's the main reason I don't see him losing. Not to mention in the clinch and a grapple on the ground, he's virtually unbeatable. He just has so much going for him. He's such a skilled fighter. Like, there's not much you can do him. From a wrestling standpoint, he's incredibly gifted. From a striking standpoint, he's gifted. He has great submissions. He has everything.
Okay, what makes me love Bones Jones, though, is his style of fighting. I have never seen anyone with stand-up that good in a long time since Anderson Silva. This guy is going to take over Anderson Silva, and I believe if they go for a fight, he will dominate Anderson Silva. Yes, he will dominate Anderson Silva.
Let's see if you agree with this. They're the two closest to each other because
they are.
You thought no one's like Silva. And you think no one's like Jones. They're somewhat similar. They're lanky. They're highly skilled. Silva's the best out there. He's been the best out there for years. Bones Jones might be the best out there now. If they fought now, I don't know who would win. That's tough. I would say Silva.
No.
I love Silva.
I'm telling you why, T. Reach. Bottom line, and style of fighting.
Okay, but Silva's got reach, too.
Yeah, but in leg reach.
Yeah, which is huge.
I'm telling you, the better athlete out of the two, John Bones Jones. His brothers are NFL football stars. His other brother just plays for Syracuse. John Bones Jones, probably the best fighter in UFC now.
I will give you that. I've already given you that. He is an incredibly gifted fighter. I'm just saying, if he fought Anderson Silva, it would be a close match, and Silva is capable of beating him.
You're going to say close match? No, it's not going to be close.
Really?
I really believe
Bones Jones would destroy Anderson Silva.
He will destroy Anderson Silva from the head down.
That's somewhat bold, because Silva is one of the best fighters, and some even say he's the best in the history of mixed martial arts.
And also, no, you're right. He is the best But I'm telling you right now, from what I see from this young kid, this guy
is the future is now. How he's like 23, 24?
He's 22.
No, he's older than that. I think he's 23, 24.
Maybe 18.
So he's still even got a couple years till he really reaches his prime. I mean, there's guys who still fight in their mid-30s. So he's got a very good career ahead of him.
All right, T-Baby, you're talking about the best UFC fighters now. I want to know your top three because you're a wrestler yourself. Top three UFC fighters on your list.
Top three fighters. Okay, well, I'm going to jump on the Jones bandwagon. I mean, how could you not? He's the best fighter out there right now.
Yeah.
John, I'm getting out of trouble his name with the rhyming.
Bones Jones.
Best. George St. Pierre has always been in my top three. Anderson Silva. I mean, I want to put Lesnar in there, but like, I don't know. He's a relative newcomer. St. Pierre, Silva, been great for years, and Jones is the current champ. So that's my top three.
I'll tell you why your top three is bad, and I'll tell you why.
You're going to disagree with that.
Yes, I'll disagree with that. You're saying St. Pierre should be in there? No.
St. Pierre's a highly gifted wrestler. He's incredible. He's been good for multiple years. What do you not like about St. Pierre as a fighter?
He's a cheater, T.
Is he?
He is. He greases his back. I don't know if you've seen that.
Okay. Is there a rule against that?
There is. You can't grip the guy if he greases his back.
Then how come he's won so many fights and he's never been in trouble for greasing his back?
He actually has. There's been very, very big searches in his camp. About, I don't know why.
Maybe he's just really sweaty from watching Cops.
Maybe. I don't know if him and BJ Penn are best friends, though. Because BJ Penn.
Oh, BJ. Don't even bring up
a
BJ
lot,
Penn.
A lot better.
How many losses did that guy have in his career? Like 18?
He's
a great fighter, but he loses frequently. St. Pierre is incredible. I like. He's maybe the best wrestler in UFC.
I'll tell you this. St. Pierre, fastest fighter in UFC.
You think? I don't even, and I love him, but I don't even know if that's true. I think Bones Jones and Silver are faster.
But I'll tell you what, Silver will dominate GSP if they fight.
Ooh, that's tough.
Dominate.
Silver would win, but it'd be a close match. That's tough. I want to get back on Silver Jones.
Okay,
for
go
a
ahead,
second.
Buddy.
I think Silver could beat him.
I don't see Silver winning another fight.
Really? P, you're just throwing out reckless commentary.
No, I see Silva winning another fight, but not against Bones Jones.
Okay, but let's be realistic. They're not going to fight because the fights you want never happen. Like, the fights fans want never really happen.
The fight I wanted to see was Junior Dos Santos against Brock Lesnar. I really wanted to see that fight.
I love watching Lesnar fight. He's really fun to watch. But even to be real on Rampage for a second, as much as I like the guy, really not a fair match against Jones.
No.
Jones is so much better than Rampage.
Yes.
He didn't have a chance. I'm surprised it got to the fourth round, to be honest with you.
You think?
I thought second round KO or submission.
I thought Rampage had a shot of maybe doing a one-punch knockout.
Okay, yeah. The only shot he had in the fight was just like a totally random and lucky strike that he just hits Bones Jones with. That was his only opportunity. He was not going to out-wrestle him or out-strike him.
But what scares me about Bones Jones, though, he hasn't fought any notable opponent since
That's
Rampage.
That's true.
That's
I was looking at his body of work. It's pretty slim. But he's a young fighter. He only has about 15 fights, so he's working. And he was on the Ultimate Fighter.
No, he has 22 fights.
No, he doesn't have that many.
19 and 1.
No, he's like 13, 14 and 1. No,
it says right there 19 and 1, T, on ESPN.
I don't think that's true.
It's very true.
Well, regardless, Rampage is about twice as many fights.
All right, regardless, you're listening to What Are You Talking About on DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. We got a Let's Go Bro segment right after this break. Enrique, take us away.
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away? Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know the lock on the door has changed? Birds flying saucers and a changes. At least you can predict this every year. Love, you never know the minute it ends. Suddenly, I can't get to speak. Maybe if I knew all the things it took to save us, I could fix the pain that bleeds inside of me. Look in your eyes and say the same about me. I'm standing on the edge and I don't know what else to give. Do you know what it feels like? Love. Someone that's in a rush to throw you away. Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know the lock on the door has changed? How can I love you? 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 If
you just don't talk to me, babe. Flowing through my head, there's a question, is she needing another side of a man? Can I be looking at the last 3 years like I did?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, DU's Hit Music Station Radio, that's Dominican.edu. T-Baby, you're on What Are You Talking About? Yeah,
the fastest tag ever right there.
It is. Yeah, okay. DU's Hit Music Station, What Are You Talking About? P-Yob, T-Baby.
We're in the building, yes. Tailgate 7 minutes away. Stay tuned for that.
But before the tailgate, you know how Fox has a Burger King burn-up session?
Yes.
We got a let's go, bro section right here on okay. What Are You Talking About?
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
He says Pacquiao is fighting my leftovers. Might be true. But how about this? Stop complaining. Stop asking the dude to take a test. Floyd, let the WBC do their job. Do your job. You don't control boxing. Yes, I'll say yes. You are the best boxer in the game. I'm a fan of you, Floyd. I've always been a fan of you since I was about 10 years old. I watched you. Henry Armstrong didn't take steroids, and you're going to tell Pacquiao to take a test? Both of them went 50 pounds for a test. But I'm telling you, Pacquiao may lose to you, but just do your job as a boxer. I'm a fan of you, Floyd, but just do your job and shut your mouth and stop picking on 80-year-old announcers.
That was bad. Larry Merchant.
Yeah.
That was bad. Okay, I'll give you Mayweather's definitely ducked. He's ducked opponents in his past.
Yeah, he's ducked multiple opponents. Yeah. But go ahead.
And he should man up in regards to the Pacquiao situation, but at the same time, undefeated.
No, I'll tell you this. If you don't know boxing, if you think Pacquiao is going to beat Mayweather, you do not know boxing. I'll tell you that.
So you think Mayweather would win?
No, Mayweather will win. He will eat Pacquiao. I'm serious. Boxing-wise.
And this is coming from a big Pacquiao fan.
No, this is coming from a diehard Pacquiao fan. Mayweather will eat Pacquiao.
Well, Pacquiao has a reasonable shot to win.
No, he has a great shot.
Okay.
But if you're going to say Pacquiao's the favorite, that's all I'm trying to say. If you're going to say Pacquiao's the favorite, then you do not know boxing. Mayweather, best boxer in the sport right now.
No, I see where you're going with it. Mayweather is a better boxer than Pacquiao, and he would beat him. But Pacquiao stands a great chance.
But look where I'm going here. I'm saying boxer. If you're going to say complete fighter, I'm going to go Manny Pacquiao. But I'm saying boxing-wise, Mayweather will eat Pacquiao.
What's the distinction there?
Distinction be complete fighter. No, in exchange-wise, Pacquiao will probably beat Mayweather. But I'm saying in the cards, going to the cards. If these guys do fight, which I think they won't, but I'm saying if they do fight, the best chance of this is going to be Mayweather is going to win in the cards. A very close decision. I'll say 116 to 112, and Mayweather.
They're not going to fight.
They're not going to fight.
Yeah, but some people might think what you just said was maybe extreme, saying because you made it seem like Pacquiao might be a big underdog.
No, I'm not saying he's a big underdog. It's going to be a close fight, okay. But Mayweather's going to eat Pacquiao alive. That's all I'm trying to say. Bigger.
But if it goes to the cards, is that eating alive? You know, wouldn't eating alive have to be like a firm knockout?
Oh, okay. If you're going to say eating alive, if firm knockout, then no, that's not. I'm saying boxing-wise, Mayweather will not knock him out. Will eat Pacquiao boxing wise.
Okay. I think Mayweather would be victorious if they fought.
That's what I'm trying the fans know. Boxing wise, if you do not know boxing, you say Pacquiao is gonna beat Floyd Mayweather boxing wise, then you do not know boxing at all. Coming from someone who's watched boxing for a while, Mayweather will eat Pacquiao boxing wise.
Yeah, well, a lot of people at Dominican are going to... There's a lot of Pacquiao fans.
There is
here.
A lot
That's
of Pacquiao
That's why I want
fans.
Mayweather to win, so I can post it as my status.
Go ahead, you can.
And see who likes it at Dominican, or she'll be nobody. But yeah, first, let's just get him to fight, and then we can actually debate fight.
If you get him to fight, it's going to be a very exciting fight. No, it's not. It's not.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, he'll go to the cards.
Mayweather's a boring fighter. He's boring to watch. He's been boring.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, tailgate's up next. What are you talking about? It's done. T-Baby, you can sign us off, buddy.
I'm going to sign you off. You have been listening to another episode of What Are You Talking About? Only on radio.dominican.edu. Tailgate in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. See you next week.